everybody strap, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Yes, and it's a BOE for the base of the airways. And we will get on the poppin' as we always do. DJ Dragon with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. So tonight I'm going to start off with I'm going to talk about a situation that happened, but I want to start off with this. You got young men out there, older men, well, I won't say older men, from, let's say, early 20s to about late 30s, maybe middle 40s. I want to say this. Y'all need to stop being cowards. What I mean by being a coward is, if you get into a fist fight and you lose the fist fight, just leave it at that. You lost the fight. You become a coward when you go and get a gun to shoot the person who beat you up. You go get a gun to shoot the person who beat you up in a fair fist fight. And the reason why I'm talking about this, a situation happened this past weekend involving a family member, and the person who pulled out the gun is a coward. He exchanged some words with somebody. He got punched in the face. And I guess because he was around a crowd of people at a party, that he felt embarrassed that he got beat up. So he went and got a gun and shot three people. Shot three people. He didn't shoot at them. He didn't shoot to kill, but he still shot. Right now, here in this situation, I don't know the exact details, but hearing bits and pieces of the situation really pissed me off because when you get into a fist fight, you don't retaliate. You don't retaliate by going and getting your gun and shooting at the person who beat you, and shoot the person who beat you up. It was a fair fight. You lost. Just take your loss. So y'all young dudes, this is why I put an age range on it, because I can't throw the older men into it. But there are some older men who may still have that young mind mentality. So I'm not going to lump all, but this dude was a coward. Just like in a domestic violence situation, and the man is putting his hands on the woman, and we call him a coward. Because just think about it, right? You're going to go for just a little second, domestic violence route. He puts his hand on a woman. So if we flip the script, right, if it wasn't a woman and it was another man, he wouldn't do that, right? If in that situation that the script is flipped, that it wasn't a woman, it was another man, he wouldn't do what he did to the woman, to that man. See, we have to flip the script, right? With certain situations like domestic violence, people using guns, like, We have to flip the script and take the main person out and put another person in. He wouldn't have, you know, if it was another man, he wouldn't have done, like, hands on another man. Right? So we know he's a coward for that. Because if it was a dude and you and the dude going back and forth, you're not putting your hands on the dude. Y'all just going to keep going back and forth. But if it was a woman, you putting your hands on the woman. And that makes you a coward. So in the situation I'm speaking of, this dude who shot these three people is a coward. You got punched in your face at a party. You was in your feelings. And you went and got a gun and shot at these three people, which had nothing to do with the situation. You understand what I'm saying? You got in your feelings because you got punched in your face. You basically, put it this way, you got beat up, and you got in your feelings, went and got a gun and started shooting. And you shot three people. Like, come on. At the time this party was going on, there wasn't no kids there, but what if there was kids there? See, y'all don't think. Y'all cowards don't think. What if there was kids there? And what if there was a kid there and you shot and you hit a kid? An innocent kid had nothing to do with the situation, is hit by your bullet. And now he's being rushed to the hospital to try to save his life. But because of because of the size of the child, as soon as he gets to the hospital, he don't make it. Now, I get it. Bullets have no name, so no matter who's shooting, even if it's not in your direction, they're not aiming at you. Bullets have no name. And you use a caliber for what you did. And like I said, if there were little kids there and you shot and hit one of these little kids. Now, what if the little kid made it to the hospital? As soon as they got to the hospital, he passes away. Now you, the coward, is dealing with murder charges. Don't know if you have, I'm trying to think, permit to carry. I don't know if you have a permit to carry, because if that's an illegal gun, or you, if you pull out an illegal weapon, meaning you don't have no permit on it to say you're legally able to carry a gun, then you definitely, when they catch you, you're definitely going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail for a long time. Because they're going to, even though the people you shot survived, they're going to see it as attempted murder. Yep. You're going to get attempted murder charges put on you because you shot three people. Like, you shot at people that had nothing to do with the situation, and they get hit by your bullet. You don't get it. Even though the three survived, what if it was three other dudes, and you shot them, and let's just say you shot and you missed, right? You shot the three dudes, you shot, you missed. What if they were the type of dudes to retaliate, go get their gun and shoot back? Now you just caused chaos where there was no chaos. You just caused chaos because you shot first, now they retaliate, shoot back, to shoot back at you. And innocent people getting hit by stray bullets. Bullets have no name. Even if bullets wasn't aimed at these people, but because they're there, they're getting hit by these bullets. Not only are you going to jail, the other person who's retaliating is going to jail too. For shooting off a gun, an illegal gun at that, because the cop's going to ask you if you have a permit to carry. And if you say no, then it's an illegal firearm. You just shot an illegal firearm at three innocent people. Because you was butthurt that you got punched in your face. You was butthurt because you got punched in your face. And instead of just taking your L, so just taking the L, you said, nah, I got to get my gun, and you started shooting. This is crazy. And this happens a lot. We lost Takeoff because of someone being butthurt. Yeah, I said it. We lost Takeoff the rapper from the Migos because somebody was feeling butthurt. And they started shooting, and he got hit. Just being a coward, and even if they haven't caught the person yet who shot Takeoff, he's going to get caught. He may not get caught for Takeoff shooting, but he will eventually get caught for something else. And And when they catch them and they put two and two together and, you know, the pieces to the puzzle together to solve this case, you're going to do life in jail because you took a life. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. When you take, you don't get it. If you take a life, also taking away your life, because once you get caught, they're giving you life in jail. You just took a life. And you could have endangered other people. Bullets have no name. And if you're shooting at someone, and let's just say the person you're shooting at, you miss, that bullet is going somewhere else. So the person is standing in front of their house, and you go shoot at them, right? And you miss them, that bullet is going into their house. So someone in their house is getting hit by that bullet that was meant for the person standing outside. You just shot somebody who had nothing to do with your situation. You shot three people that had nothing. Well, I don't know if the third person had something to do, but two of the three had nothing to do with the situation, and you just shot and shot three people. He's a coward. If you get into a fight and you lose, just take your loss. Just take your loss. Because it makes us, it'll make that when it gets all explained, wait, you got punched in your face, so, or got beat up, and you decided to retaliate and pull out a gun and shoot at the person who beat you up with other people around, that you could have hit anybody with that bullet, with the bullets you spewing out your guns. Say, bullets have no name. So depending on where you were aiming or who you were aiming at, what if there was kids there? What if somebody, you know, what if the person, let's say is at somebody's house. And let's just say, you know, they decide to have the party at their house because they got kids and don't have anyone to babysit. So they have the party at the house. The kids is upstairs sleeping. You shoot, or in their room sleeping, you shoot. And let's say you miss your target and a stray bullet go flying into one of the, through the door of one of the rooms and hits the child in the room. And you kill an innocent child for no reason. You cowards don't think. That ain't gonna make you, it doesn't make you the man or a man. Shooting the person that punched you or beat you up. That don't make you no man. Took a life. This person who shot didn't take any lives. But just think about it. We've heard about situations like this. Somebody gets shot for no reason. And you took a life for no reason. All because of your ego, your pride, you butthurt that somebody beat you up, or not even beat you up, but punched you in the face. And so you butthurt, you go get a weapon to retaliate, not knowing that if you shoot off the gun, you've been killing an innocent person that got nothing to do with the situation. Like, how are you going to explain that to the judge? What you going to say to the judge when you finally get caught? What you going to say? And they say, so-and-so, tell me what happened. You want to tell the truth? You want to tell the judge you got punched in your face? and you ain't like it bruised by you getting punched in your face, your ego was bruised, so you went and got a gun and shot at the person who punched you in the face, and three people got hit by the bullets from your gun? Are you going to tell exactly what happened to the judge? Are you going to fabricate? Because you don't want to repeat. You don't really want to say what really happened, that your ego was bruised as a young man or a man. That your ego was bruised and you took it, you went and got a gun to retaliate because your ego was bruised. When you use a gun and you're shooting and you don't hit your target and innocent people get hit, you shouldn't be shooting in the first place. You shouldn't have been shooting in the first place. Your ego was bruised, your butt hurt. But a lot of this happens where people get into fights, they lose a fight, and they retaliate and go get some kind of weapon and retaliate. But what though? You lost the fight. Just leave it at that. You and that person ain't really friends. Y'all don't really hang out with each other. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be around this person. But because you butthurt that this person punched you in your face, beat you up, so to say, you went and got a gun. Now, these three individuals you shot at could have lost their life. And the families could have been making funeral arrangements. Luckily, that didn't happen, but those families could have been making funeral arrangements. You ain't think about that. And it's like, what did this person do to you to deserve to be shot? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, you're a coward. Only cowards go grab weapons after getting their ass whooped in a fight. Only cowards do that. Because you are in front of your boys, and it hurt your ego, your pride, so you went and retaliated, went and got a gun and started shooting. And I know how it is when stuff like that happens, that the cops interview people and they don't want to say who did it. They're just going to say, I don't know the person who did it. Excuse me, y'all. They're not going to tell the cops everything. You understand what I'm saying? He's a coward. Like, when females fight, if we lose the fight, we lose the fight. We don't retaliate and go get a weapon to go shoot at the person that just beat me up. Nah, I lost the fight, I lost the fight. And if I, back in the day, I'm going to say this, back in the day, if we got into a fight and we lost, back in the day, our parents used to make us go back out there and fight them until we won. Yep. Fight until we won. Or we say the person's, we, parents would be like, nah. Or it ain't going down like that. Yep, parents say it ain't going down like that. Then if they're going to fight, it's going to be a one-on-one fight. Nobody's jumping in, nothing. That's exactly how we saw it, how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a one-on-one fight, nobody jumping. But back in the day, too, it used to happen where the friend would see their friend getting beat up, they would jump in. Nah, it's a one-on-one fight. Your friend got beat up, with their sometimes in those situations, there'll be somebody, there'll be people sneaking hits when the fight is going on because they may not like that person, so they will sneak a hit or two in. As pertaining to the three people that got shot, this dude who shot them is a coward. Because part of the story is he got punched in the face, right? And I guess whoever the person that punched him in the face punched him to where I think he fell. But you know, sometimes you see a person get a good punch in and they hit the person and they fall to the floor. I think that's what happened. He went and got a gun, started shooting, and shot three people. He's a coward. Yep, he is a coward. I don't like people who get a physical fight, lose the fight, and want to get a weapon. The fight is over. You lost. Your ego is bruised, so now you went and got a weapon. So you went and got a weapon. So even if you didn't get a gun, you got a knife. And let's just say you got a knife, you stab. You still can kill a person with a knife. Because your ego was bruised, you went and retaliated with a gun and shot three people. And now when the police put the pieces together, you're going to jail. You might be going to jail for attempted murder on three people. Yeah. Go to jail for attempted murder on three people. Yep. So, yeah. You as a coward, I hope they get you. And I hope they, you know what? I hope they put you under the jail. That's where you need to be. Locked up under the jail. So, I'm going to switch gears and talk about something else. But before I do that, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song. And then we're going to come back and get into something totally different. We're going to talk about the Alabama Brawl. We'll talk about Tory Lanez getting 10 years. You're tuned into BOE for the Pages of the Airways and we'll just on the radio. Let's do this. Let's go old school with it. And we're back. This is BOE for the Patriots to the Airways. So, as you know, Tory Lanez was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He got six years for what he did to Megan for the handgun, so a total of 10. Now, a lot of people saying it's that, you know, him getting the 10 years that's excessive. But he was on probation. He shouldn't have had a handgun. Point blank, period. When you're on probation, you're not allowed to have a firearm. I don't care if you have a permit for it. You are not allowed to have a firearm. And he had a firearm. Plus, he kept saying, you know, Troy kept saying he ain't do it, but you ain't saying who did. You're not saying who did. It was only you, Megan, her friend Kelsey at the time, and they said your security was there, or somebody's security was there. So four of y'all there, and Megan is the only one who gets injured. Somebody out of the other three that were there, one of y'all had to do it. And why would security do it? Security is paid to protect the celebrity. So why would they shoot at Megan? They would have no reason. Whoever security was there had no reason to shoot at Megan. If Kelsey's supposed to be Megan, was Megan's friend at the time, what reason would she have to shoot at Megan? And where was she, if her and Megan was together, where did she get the gun from? So the thing is that I think they was in Tory's car with his security. It was Meg and Kelsey, and that the gun was in his car in the glove compartment. He took it out. He shot at Meg. That was, you know, what was put out there on social media that he said all of this. Right? But he kept saying, oh, I didn't do it. Okay, if you ain't do it, why are you making songs about the situation? Why are you online saying shit about the situation? So it's like, you're doing all this shit to aggravate Meg, and you saying shit, but you claiming you ain't do it. But my thing is, what is the reason? If it wasn't you, and let's just say, okay, if it was Kelsey, what would be Kelsey's reason for shooting at Meg? When you shoot at somebody, there's always a reason behind why you're doing what you're doing. So, you understand what I'm saying? Security, that's your security. Security didn't meet her until that night. So, What reason would the security have to want to shoot at Meg? Right? What reason would her friend Kelsey, you know, would have to want to shoot at? That, you know what I'm saying? Because you do, a lot of you celebrities do have people who are only hanging around you because of your status. Not because they truly want to be your friend, because of your status or what your status can do for them, because they're associated with you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if Kelly was truly a friend, she was there, she knows exactly who did it, she should... Y'all trying to not say, like, being vague about it. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, so we got 10. it's excessive, but part of it is him having an illegal firearm. He's not supposed to. He was on probation for a previous court case he had and was in jail for, that they told him he couldn't possess a weapon. So he got in trouble for weapons possession. And they gave him 4 years for that. And then the other six was for what he did to Megan. You know, a lot of people were saying maybe they're doing this to pull out of him. So that other people know that you pull some shit like this, you may get 10 times worse than what he got. And I know they're like, oh, Meg did an interview with Gayle King. She shouldn't have did an interview with Gayle King. To tell her stuff. But nobody was, like, people, it was 50-50 situation. 50% of people were believing Meg and the other 50 really wasn't. That's why I said it's a 50-50 situation. But, hey, the jury believed that he did it, and they're the ones that said he was guilty, and the judge, you know, ruled on it. Unless they found him guilty, the judge ruled on it what amount of time that they give him. And it came up with 10 years. They also, when the story was being told, that they think Meg and Tori slept together. And I think her friend wanted him. I think they were saying that Kelsey, I think, was talking to Tori, and you know how it goes. So, yeah. He needs to, you know, when he's in jail, he needs to reflect. He needs to reflect. Because he's lucky that that people, you know, the label ain't drop him, people still want to work with him and stuff like that, but like a house of cards, it all could come crumbling down. Your label could drop you. Let's see, sometimes labels will drop, but they know who the artist is, and they know they want that steady money coming in. So, yeah. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry for the yawning. But I don't want to talk about Tori no more. What I want to talk about is the Alabama Brawl. And I've seen the different clips and angles. But the lady who has different angles of the brawl. So one lady's angle, she's on the riverboat that they're trying to get docked. You see the guy who we thought was a security guard turns out to be the co-captain of the damn boat. But you know, the pontoon boat is their dock. But he told them that they couldn't park it there because the river boat's got to come there to dock. So nobody was there. He told them to move it. They didn't move it. So he tried to move it himself. They saw what he was doing. They approached him. And one of the guys from the boat go, you know, exchange words back and forth. And then the second guy comes in, and he hits him, and that's how the fight ensues. And as they're fighting one-on-one, he throws his hat in the air. He receives that as the, you know, like the bat signal. Yeah. And then he winds up getting jumped. And, you know, a black people saw him was like, nah, we're not going to let you get away with that, jumping this man. And then they got their asses whooped. But the guy, the guy with the chair, he was hitting the man with the chair, and then he hit the lady with the red, if you look at the video, he hit the lady with the red dress with the chair. Right? So the women that were on the boat, excuse me again, y'all. Some of you ain't got a yawning problem as I'm telling you the story. So, the women that were with the men on the boat, you know, the men didn't want to put their hands on them. So the women did. There were women whipping these women's asses on the dock. When I saw the video, the lady with the red dress, it looked like she tried to jump in. And I think she swung, excuse me again, she swung at the guy. I'm not sure if it's the guy who picked up the chair, but I know she swung at somebody, But I want to say this. I want to say this to the ladies. If you see a bunch of men fighting, don't go jumping in to a fight or a situation that got nothing to do with you. That situation had nothing to do with the lady with the red dress. She put herself in that situation. Because she white and how white, I don't even know if she know the people in the pontoon boat, but because they were white, she was like, oh, my white people are getting beat up. You don't ever, ladies, put yourself in a situation that has nothing to do with you. Because there are some people that are crazy. I don't give a damn that you're a woman. You put yourself in a situation and they dealt with you. You can't be mad. You can't cry about it. You put yourself in a situation that had nothing to do with you. You didn't need to jump in. Yep. You didn't need to do none of that. Let me say kudos to the young man who jumped off the riverboat to go help that man. Kudos. But yeah. And it's like, I see a lot of videos on TikTok, people doing their commentary about what went down. But you white people, you are really showing your racism. Yep. They commentated on the brawl. and stuff like that. Yeah, so yeah. And I hear a lot of people saying, like, if there's a bail fund for the guy who, you know, swung the chair, was swinging the chair, hand people with the chair, if there's like a GoFundMe set up so that he can have money for a lawyer. That was crazy. But I think it needed to happen. Yeah, so yeah. Let's get into another song. That's the way I wanna. Let's keep it in the old school realm. And let's go with some. I'm gonna go with some dramatic.
I wouldn't care if you were Aquarius.
Oh, I just love Jermaine's right there. That was a classic. I love old school. They don't really make songs like they used to. Now it's all about the wham bam thank you man type of songs. See, I miss those songs from back in the day, like Teddy Pendergrass. He gave you instructions with his songs. Turn off the lights. And light a candle. Cause girl, I'm in a freaky mood. And then he tells you to turn them off. Yep, they don't make music like that anymore. They sticking with that wham bam thank you man formula. Think it's going to work with everybody. Nope. And they explicit. I mean, really explicit with their lyrics. Nobody's leaving anything to their imagination. You know how they say that. You gotta talk good. Like, you ain't gotta dress all sexy. You could leave something to the imagination and have the men guessing. Well, nowadays in these songs, they ain't even nothing to the imagination. He ain't gotta guess. They out by telling it. You know, groups like Jodeci, who I love, they songs wasn't no wham bam thank you man type of song. Yeah, forever my lady, forever my lady. It's like a dream, as I'm holding you close, keeping you warm. Yeah, stay. Like, we listen to Jodeci. Excuse me, y'all. And we listen to Jodeci's first album, wasn't no wham bam thank you man type of situation. But as Jodeci progressed in their music, it still wasn't no wham bam thank you man, but it felt like it was getting there, but it wasn't there. They had, I think the second album had on it, "Lately I Will Cry For You Tonight." Yep. It was a diary. I think the third album was A Diary of a Madman. Yep. Yeah, so yeah. If we can bring back the old school, the way they express the woman how they feel, tell the woman how much they want her, how much they love her, we can get back to the R&B, we'll be like Chef's Kiss. But, you know, let's see how much time we got left. Yeah. Well, 51 minutes left. Dang. Yeah. So, as you know, we're the Star Millennium, 6 Hours Radio Network, is joining together for the Help a Teacher Initiative. And I know, I think Monday I explained it a little bit. So, I'm going to explain it now. So, you know, teachers come out of their own pocket for supplies for their class. And what we want to do is help a teacher not have to come out their pocket to buy supplies that they're going to need for the new school year. Now, you got teachers on the teacher's wish list that teach pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, whatever grade you name it, there's teachers on that list that teach that grade. And they have a wish list of items they need for the start of the new school year to teach their students. And as a good old citizen, you know, me and Six have a discussion, we want to help. So the wish list that I saw was coming from a teacher who, it's not her wish list, but it's a list of 4,200 teachers. And in different states that needed, you know, stuff for their class for the new school year. Some, like Six, is from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, from New Jersey and New York, that we can help those in our area first before we branch out and help people in other states. So I found a teacher that's in New Jersey that I would love to help. And I think I saw one in Ohio, but she's not in Cleveland, Ohio, but still, that is his state. Ohio is his state, so you start there first, and then you branch out to other helping people in other states. Because it don't make sense for me, a person that, now, if there was nobody from Jersey on that list, then I would say, okay, let me look for New York. If there's nobody from New York on the list, then I'll start going and looking at other states, because none of the states that I represent is there, then I'll branch out to other states. And I saw New York, I saw Jersey, so I'm going to check the list again to see if anyone fulfilled that teacher's wish list out of New Jersey. And if not, I'm going to help with what I can. And the items that they need are not that expensive. If you can afford to get it, you know, you get what the cheapest one if you can afford it. So, yeah, so that's what we want to do. So it's called the Help a Teacher Initiative. Like before, I used to say Help an Artist Initiative that I had. But no one's contacted me saying if they need help. So we're going to help the teacher with the Help a Teacher Initiative. And for those of you who are listening and want to participate along with us, we're going to get all the information together. We got all the information together, what you need to do. Then we're going to tell you what you need to do, and then you got to follow the instructions. As it's being told, you got to follow the instructions exactly. And when we send, because they have it where you could check off saying you're sending this as a gift, and then I think they put a note in with it where you can write something to the teacher and say, you know, for all the great work you do, then, you know, you can write something and say who it's from. Teacher will know who it's from. And if they want to send, you know, because, you know, a lot of people use social media. So through social media, that teacher you help might want to send a thank you and be able to thank you through social media, because there's no other way for her to thank you. Like, your address will not be in that thank you note for the teachers to be able to send you a thank you letter to say thank you. So this is what we're planning to do. And, yep, this is what we're planning to do. So more information will be coming out. And if you want to participate, just go to rosastarling.net, right? Go to the contact me section and say, hey, Lika, N-I-K-A. Or you can put the name I use on radio, either Rode or Miss Giggo, which is M-S-G-I-G-O, and say, I would like to be a part of the Help a Teacher initiative. What do I need to do? Because I think with Amazon, you can pay, because I think you can pay with PayPal. So this is what I wanted the people who contacted and said they want to be a part of it. And I'll say between $5 to $10, right? Six will give his PayPal, I will give mine. And between $5 to $10 you'll send to the PayPal so that whoever the teacher is we're helping will pay through the PayPal. So you'll send your PayPal payment, you'll send your money through to PayPal. It's gonna be in the PayPal. And we'll see how much total what it is. And if it's total enough that we could buy everything off the list, it's going to say, and then when we send the note, it'll say from Rosa Starling, Size Radio, from Rosa Starling, LLC, and Six Size Radio Network, and then whoever else contributed, their names would be added so that the teacher could see that it was a group effort in helping her get her stuff for the new school year. Yep. And the cheapest item was like $8.99. You know what I'm saying? So it's called the Help a Teacher Initiative. That's right. I say hit me up at rosastarling.net. Contact me section. Yep. And if you don't have PayPal but you have Cash App, if you don't have PayPal but you have Cash App, you can send it to the Cash App. We'll give you a Cash App. You can send it to. And we'll transfer it from the Cash App to the PayPal because you cannot pay through Cash App. So I don't even think you need PayPal you do need a PayPal account in order to send money through PayPal. You could do that and we'll transfer it some way somehow to help the teacher out. We will let you know because we'll go live on air and let you know the teacher that we're helping, what state they are located in. Because what I'm going to do is the one that I want to help in New Jersey, I'm going to add all her stuff up, everything, so give you a total of what everything will cost to get her everything. And then, like I said, we send between $5 to $10. And we want to try to get everything off that list. And we're going to do it as a group. And everybody who donated to get this teacher her stuff, and the thank you note or the note, the gift note, whatever they call it, everybody's name will be there who participated. Yep. So, and then we'll keep doing it. And like I said, we'll keep doing it. I'll say I want us to help about, because I know everybody ain't got it like that, so like I said, we'll pick one from Six's area, one from my area. Maybe we'll do two from each. So I'll do New Jersey, I'll do New York, one from Jersey, one from New York, and Six can do two from Ohio. If there's any listed from Ohio on there, they do like one from Ohio, like two from Ohio, two from, one from New York, one from New Jersey, and that's it. Because I know everybody ain't got it like that, so. And then, like I said, with the note will be attached with the, whatever, with their stuff, saying who is it from, so that if the teacher want to send a thing, not send a thing, but say it, like, verbally through social media, thank you, you know, because I know they appreciate it. So yeah, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you one more song, and then we're going to get out of here. But we're going to go old school again. Just got to find a good one. Let's see here. Trying to find a good one for you. No school cut. Here we go. We're going to go with some Howie Hewitt, A Love of My Own.
You know, my man, I've been thinking, I kind of want to do an old, slow, funky, old school type of groove. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, maybe some old Average White Band.
Oh,
Average
man.
White Band was funky.
They were funky.
They were really funky.
Check it out. Something like this, maybe. Say. Oh,
See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Okay, all right. That was funky now. That was funky.
That was real funky.
All right.
All right.
All right. That was Holly Hewitt right there. Classic. Love My Own by the Average White Band. Yes. Yep. So yeah, my bad, y'all. So yeah. So, like I was saying before, we're going to do the Help a Teacher Initiative. We're going to help. If we get enough that we can help more than one, like I said, like, I want to do one from New York, one from Jersey, and, you know, like I said, Six is in Ohio, so he can do Ohio. Then, you know, as many as he want to do. But if we get enough money that we can help more than, let's say, at least four of that, we can help at least four, then I'm with it. That we can help at least four, I'm with it. Right? So one of the teachers that I'm looking at their list, like the cheapest thing on the list is $7.99. That's why I was saying between, if we're doing it as a group, then I would say $10. You understand what I'm saying? So she has, let's see, let me count how many items. 1, 2, 3, 4. So this teacher looks like she only, that she only has, looks like she only has 4 items. See, she got 2 items that are $7.99. She got 1 item that's $26, another one that's $27. So if we add, all that up, and what the total price of all her stuff would be, if we can pull, the money together and get everything off, if it's on, she only got what? Oh, what's that? 4 items. 1, 2, 3, 4. So she only got what, 4 items? We can get 4 items off our list. You know, we can clear her whole list. That'd be great. So, like I said, just go to rosastarling.net in the contact section. Let us know that you want to participate in the Help a Teacher Initiative. And I will let you know the teacher we're helping. And, I will give you the you know, let you know the teacher we're helping. I will let you know how much the items are on the teacher's list. And if you could chip in, like I said, between 5 to 10, the cheapest thing on this teacher's is $7.99. That is not bad. And you say, okay, I'll do 7, the $7.99 item. Then you would send, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep this, I'm going to add it up, everything, how much everything's going to cost. And those that want to help, I would tell you how much you would need to send. That's why I'm only going between 5 and 10, because I know people ain't got it like that. So between 5 and 10, you want to put in to help get the teacher her stuff. So yeah, I'm going to call it a night. I appreciate that you're rocking with your girl as always. I'm going to start on the radio. This has been BOE from the pages to the airways. The next show I have for you is named The Experience. We get nothing but the best in indie music. You never know what you're going to hear. You may hear some rock, some pop, some R&B, some country, some jazz, some gospel. You just never know what you're going to hear when you're tuning in to Rolling Stone Radio. And so all my indie artists out there that want their music play right here on this station, all you got to do is hit me up at 201-399-2014. Or go to worldofstardom.net and hit us up to the contact section. And I will tell you how to get your music played right here on the station. And if you miss any shows on by World of Stardom Radio, all you got to do is go to boxradio.com, World to Stardom, or just Google World of Stardom Radio. You'll see the many platforms we are on. Right? You'll see the many platforms we are on. And the next promotion of this show is the third Wednesday of the month. I think it's the 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's when you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, call us to 845. I'm about to do the old number. The new number is 845-277-9356. That's 845-277-9356. The one, unless you know you want to go live, once your mic is open, you can promote what you got going on. So I want to say peace, one love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.